like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time. Linda?
Yes, John.
The movie is And So It Goes.
Yeah.
It stars Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton.
Together for the first time on screen.
Yes, but I bet you could write the script.
That was going to be one of my ending comments. I could write a better script about finding love late in life with all its ups and downs, for sure.
You may remember Jack Nicholson previously appeared, I believe, in Something's Gotta Give.
Yep, with Diane Keaton.
With Diane Keaton. And he was a much badder boy, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Than Michael Douglas in this.
But the chemistry between Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson was so much better. There was no chemistry between Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton at all.
I think you may be right.
But I was so disappointed because the film opens, in the background they're playing Both Sides Now. And I thought,
yes,
this is going to be a good senior rom-com.
Besides, it's completely formulaic. You know every step of the way what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So he's a curmudgeon.
Oh, he's dreadful.
He's a wealthy real estate agent. She's trying to make a new career as a lounge singer. The two of them are put together under circumstances, which there are a couple of subplots that I thought had promise. The most interesting one was that his son is an ex-junkie going to prison and tries to give him his hitherto unknown granddaughter. Now, to me, this was fascinating, not only as a plot point, but also because Michael Douglas has had problems with his son Cameron, who is doing time now for drugs.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's fascinating.
So it had a ring of authenticity. What's your take on Diane Keaton?
Well, she's feisty and ditzy like she always does. There's nothing new for Diane, that's for sure.
You know, ditzy is a good word.
Yeah. One thing about one of these actors, you know, when the son pulls up with this beautiful little girl,
yes,
who he hands over to Oren, I was wondering how they found an actor so ugly to play this beautiful little girl's father. I mean,
now we do
awful.
Meet the mother.
Yes.
In an unfortunate scene, terrible den of druggies. The mother is a rather good-looking woman.
Well, he hands over the guardianship of the daughter to Leah, that's Diane Keaton's character. Will these 60-somethings fall in love and take care of this little girl? There are no surprises in this movie. Hard to believe that Douglas and Keaton actually fall in love so quickly after a dreadful, awkward first kiss, and then they hop into the bedroom. It's so awful. There's no character development.
Keaton did a fairly good job as a lounge singer and all.
Oh, yeah. I think that was one of the strong points of the movie.
Yeah.
And she is a very good singer.
Of course, she started her career, I believe, as a lounge singer. Yeah.
But when she sings The Shadow of Your Smile, it's absolutely lovely.
Yeah. Whole range from Irving Berlin, Jimmy Van Heusen.
Right.
And even have a little cameo by the Jersey Boy.
Frankie Valli?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Now, he's actually the owner of the club.
That's right. But, you know, basically, there is a strong cast.
Oh, the cast is terrific.
Who makes the most of this predictable plot.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And there are some cute, humorous moments. The verbal volleys between Oren and his real estate agent partner, her name is Frances Sternhagen.
Sternhagen steals the film. It couldn't help but remind me of the old screwball comedies of the 30s.
Right.
Where you get the male and female, and they're just, it's like a machine gun. And she's the one who gives him the straight scoop.
Right.
A person who can do this very well is Rob Reiner. When Harry Met Sally,
right.
A Spinal Tap, most recently, Bucket List.
Right.
Perhaps you're right. Perhaps the writing just isn't.
It just wasn't
smart
great.
Enough.
No. Nope. Reiner got the idea for the film's theme, finding a great love at the end of your life, from The Bucket List.
Well, Lenny, do you think that we've exhausted a very thin film?
When I was thinking about grading the movie, I could think of, you know, the song, Both Sides Now.
Yes, good one.
And so that kept going through my mind, especially last night when I couldn't sleep. Like the song says, it's love's illusion that I recall. I really don't know love at all. And so it goes, and so it went, so I'm giving it a C.
Okay. And your partner here is going to award it a C+, just for a moment or two that I thought was pretty good. And so it goes.
So it goes.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.